Tim, as you go to these businesses and as you look at these bills, and then as you kind of prescribe some behavioral change or company management change in the way that they're managing their energy, who is it at these businesses that get that? I mean, who, is it the owner? Is it the shop manager, the safety manager? Who gets that, and who... how many of the folks that you approach actually get excited about making these changes within the whole company?
1 in 10. I mean, it's a lot of people are just skeptical. Okay, they trust the power company. There's no reason not to. I mean, they get a their power works. They get a bill every month, and they don't want anybody to interfere. We're not changing your provider. You can't do that. You don't have an option. But every once in a while, you'll talk to someone, and they're like, "Well, this makes total sense. Why would I not do this?" And then you'll have others. You can go in and show them where you can save them $7,000 a year, and they just back away. Like, what's this guy doing? This is spook dust. But you know, they're just, everyone's different. So,
I mean, $7,000 is a substantial amount of money. We had Karen Bremer of the Georgia Restaurant Association own, and she talked about when she ran a restaurant that if they could cut their usage, she would walk around each month that they did that and hand out $20 bills or to her employees. She wanted them to connect the dots here and begin to think about this. I mean, how hard is this, Tim, to do when there's really only one person paying the bill at the company? The other people, what vested interests do employees have on energy consumption for any given company?
You see different companies with different mindsets. I was at a commercial printer a couple of days ago, and you notice the employees going around. If someone left the conference room, they turned the lights off. If it's a mindset. People don't realize we're nothing but penny counters. And if I can trim 3 or 4 cents off each kilowatt, it adds up. We've got one example with Athens Clark County, their water treatment facility here. I think it's like a half a cent, and it's going to be 12, 14 grand probably.
Wow. And as an elected official, that's something that you can be proud of. And when you can help save your constituents money. Dr. Tidwell, as you think about counting pennies, you've done a lot of research out there, on solar and helping people kind of think about what they're paying. And I mean, how important is